Good afternoon, TGP. It's Monday, November 1st, 2021. This is In the Know, episode 20. 20 in. I can't believe it. Okay, a few announcements for us. Bibleville is happening weekly now. This is something we've been saying for a long time. That's a good thing. Please be involved in that. Send your kids there. Be involved in teaching. We always need people for that. Sportsville is also continuing, at least for this month and a little bit into next month. Then we have January the 7th coming up is Women's Night of Worship. February 4th and 5th, the Abide Women's Conference at New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary. So that's all coming down the pipe next year. And then two things. I have copies of two different books available for you. One is I still have a lot of copies left of Gentle and Lowly that I want to get in people's hands. So if you haven't gotten a copy of that, let me know and I can get you one. And the second one is I have about 10 copies left of this book called Rediscover Church. And they go into some of the reasons we refrain from joining churches, or we haven't been involved in churches, or we've gotten out of the habit, and they're encouraging everyone to rediscover church, to get back involved, get back in, be plugged in once again, and really to see the importance of it in your life. I've listened to a couple of podcasts about this book, and it seems like it's going to be incredible. I just haven't had a chance to read it yet. So that's all that I have in the way of announcements right now for you. So let me just say a quick word of thank you. Church family, I was left nearly speechless over your generous gift yesterday. If you know me at all, you know that I'm almost never actually speechless. I feel like to a fault, I always have something to say, but as close as I can get, I was nearly speechless. It was utterly astounding and wholly undeserved. It has served as a source of great encouragement to my family and to me. And I woke up this morning with just such a sense of gratitude over that. Your gifts and your notes were a kindness beyond my ability to express. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And let me just say, your pastor feels extraordinarily, overwhelmingly appreciated. So thank you. Let me say also, this is going to be a super short podcast today, just a quick encouragement out of yesterday's sermon. And it's really just, I'm repeating something from yesterday's sermon. We are needy, hungry people. We are spiritually hungry. We need our faith equipped and built up. We are weak, weary, and sinful. But God is strong, never tires, and is totally righteous. He himself is everything that we need. He can satisfy us as no one and nothing else can. I thought it would be helpful to lay out once again a way in which we can seek satisfaction in him and have our faith built up in him. So first, what I said yesterday is pray for yourself. Ask God to grow your faith. Ask him to give his spirit an unlimited measure to help you see God in the scriptures and to help you believe. Because our Heavenly Father is a good Father, he delights to give his spirit to his children when they ask. And that's Luke chapter 11, verses 10 through 13. So I tracked that verse down from yesterday so that I could bring it to you today. Luke 11, verses 10 through 13. He gives the spirit to those who ask. And then number two, run to the word. Take it up and eat. God will meet you in the word. He will give you grace in the word. This is not a work we do to gain standing or favor, but this act of going to his word is like eating the feast he's made for you. If you're hungry, eat. Read carefully. Read slowly. Read prayerfully. And number three, submit to the word. Whatever you find there, submit to it. Follow it. Obey it. Ask him for power and grace to believe it and obey it. Ask for genuine faith, even in the reading of the word. Trust that the Holy Spirit will meet you and work through you as you seek to please your Father in heaven. So this is not all there is to be said about these things or about the building up of our faith. God can and does certainly use our circumstances both to test and to build up our faith. It's just that the Bible is a place that God has ordained that He will meet with us and that He will build us up. So if we believe He'll meet us there and we're hungry to meet with Him, we'll take up and eat. That's my heart. I want you to see and believe that God's going to meet me here. Why would I not go to the Word? Run to the Word, submit to the Word, and pray for yourself. P.S. I'm currently reading a book that is related to this subject. It just came in Friday, so I've only barely started it, but it's called Truth on Fire. I've got a link in the newsletter that you can go and click on. You can see a promo video. You can purchase it on the site that I sent it there. I'm not deep into it, but so far it's very good because the author is talking about this dichotomy between knowledge and experience and how there are some people and some churches that just want knowledge, just want biblical theology, and that's it. They're satisfied with just knowledge. And then there are some that are after these experiences and they don't care that much about truth. I just want to feel things. And the reality is that truth is meant to guide that experience. Truth is meant to afford us, open up experience to us. And his argument is God intends for us to have both of these things, not either or, but both and. Not truth irrespective of experience, and not experience that's not governed by truth, but both, truth on fire. So if that hits you the right way, maybe go check that book out, because I think his like tagline under the book, his subtitle is Gazing at God Till Our Hearts Sing. And it's just going through some of the attributes of God and how they can well up worship within you. So let me encourage you to go check that out. But what I'll say as I'll close with this, have a great week. And I know that I say this every week, but just know that I mean it. I love you, people.